everyone. This is Nick Forster. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly trips into the E-Town archives. If you're just tuning in now, you can check out our podcast channel to hear more. Last week, we featured John Prine. The week before that was Nathaniel Ratliff. This week, we're going to send some birthday love out to our longtime friend, Gregory Allen Isakoff. Greg is a fellow resident in our hometown of Boulder, Colorado. He's been joining us on the E-Town stage since early on in his career. His first visit was, I think, about a decade ago. Since then, he has kept working, writing, recording, touring, and his favorite, farming. But his most recent show at Red Rocks, for example, sold out months in advance. Very impressive. And with good reason. He also recorded there at Red Rocks with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. But right now, we're going to go back to 2013 when Greg joined us for an E-Town on the road up in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hope you enjoy it.
It's called Amsterdam. Thank you. Oh, this is a song called Evelyn.
Oh, the table's nice and clean. Evelyn's asleep on the graveyard shift again, selling gasoline. And this kid's smoking all south first. See high school was just a blur. The fur and everything just found their places, see. There's an old folk song on the radio, sounding thin and dark and haunted. There's a bag of weed in the back beneath the books. Guess you can't stand the sight of this cul-de-sac, like an driving west to easterly, and there ain't no sign of a dime, but hey, anyone can dream, anyone can dream. Oh, college girls coming when the bars let out and they're hungry, making such a mess. Dark cloud in the evening air after every sunny day. There's a bum who lives in the parking lot, wash your windows just to see, just to see. Shift again, selling gasoline, selling gasoline.
You know, a story that starts with the graveyard shift selling gasoline, you're in, you're hooked, you're there already, you're stuck. You have to hear the rest of it.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, I've been a big Bruce Springsteen fan. And I think he has an amazing way he tells a story and can tell a story in such a short amount of time. So
yeah.
It's not really the natural way that I write, like that last song, but sort of kind of trying to go for that kind of story thing.
Well, they're great characters. I mean, you get the whole picture. And it's interesting. I know that Bruce Springsteen is one of your mentors, and Leonard Cohen is another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, great, great mentors. If you're going to pick a couple, I think those are pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, I do want to say just that in the years that we've been hanging out a little bit, it's just been so great to see your success, your profile, your recognition. More and more people are counting you among their favorite writers. And the last time I saw you was at Red Rocks, where you were there with Brandi Carlile, who's one of your big champions.
Yeah.
Is that a surprise to you that people like Brandi or others are connecting with your music in that way?
It's amazing to me. I mean, I'm always blown away. Every single show, I'm amazed that people are connecting and we get to do this, and
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the humility, but I think it's something very special what you're doing. Now, I should mention that there's another passion that you have. Not all of your fans know that you have a degree in horticulture. I was just going to ask you about your garden.
Oh yeah.
Did you get a good one this year?
It's been really good, actually. We've had a good summer in Colorado.
Yeah.
We didn't really get that first frost, which...
Right.
So everything made it really well. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because when I hear when I hear your songs, when I listen to your CDs, there is a kind of a late night, you know, sort of a hazy nocturnal feeling to that sound. And I don't know whether you stay up late habitually or not.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
But there's so many things around us that are so fast. The pace of communication, the pace of activities and so on. The things you've chosen, this quiet style of songwriting and storytelling and gardening, they're sort of like soothing antidotes to that whole pace. They're both really, you have to be patient to do both things, right?
I think so. I mean...
The patience of gardening actually holds a lot of lessons, doesn't it?
Just, I mean, you know...
I'm determined not to have a conversation with myself, just so you know.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big talker, Nick. You know that about me.
I know. But we're talking about gardening.
Yeah, that works. We could talk about, you know, Vanagon's, gardening, pretty much Leonard Cohen.
I'll just wait for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Leonard Cohen's good.
It's funny, people ask me, like, do you ever want to play with him, or would you ever want to, like, open up for, like, Springsteen or something? And I don't even know if I would. I love listening to his records, and I love what he does to me as a listener, where he puts me. And sometimes meeting some people that you're really inspired by can be a cool thing, but their art is sort of enough for me.
Yeah, and those can go poorly also.
I bet, yeah.
You know, meeting your heroes, it's not always what you hoped for.
It's true.
Yeah. A little more dead air before we go back, or are we okay?
I mean, we can wait a little while.
Yeah, I think we should give it a few seconds. All right, welcome back to E-Town for some more music. Gregory Alan Isakoff, great singer and songwriter.
We're going to bring Nick and Helen out for a song.
This is a song about a house. It's called If I Go, I'm Going.
Got my change behind the bed in a coffee can. I throw my nickels in just in case I have to leave, and I will go. Stay if you dare, and if I go, I'm going shameless. Let my hunger take me there. This house, she's quite the talker. She creaks and moans. She keeps me up. And the photographs though I'm a liar, and they just laugh as I burn her down. I will go if you ask me to, and I will stay if you dare. And if I go, I'm going on fire. Let my anger take me there. Shingles, man, is shaking. The bar's door's burning through. The sword house, she's quite the keeper, quite the keeper of you.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
Gregory Alan Isakoff. Thank you for listening. This is Nick Forster. Join us next week, and we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.